Coronavirus has hit the U.S., and the CDC is issuing new warnings today over the severity of its threat.
It could literally be anywhere at any time, and you won't know until it's too late. Jesus fucking Christ!
Hear why everything will probably be fine. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. If these are indeed the end times, wouldn't you want to find out from a podcast? I know I would. Stay with us.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
It's the story dominating the headlines this week. The coronavirus continues to infect people, so far in over 53 countries, including the United States, and now it looks like conditions may be getting worse. The CDC held an emergency press conference today, warning Americans that new research shows that the virus, dubbed COVID-19, has become so advanced that it could mutate into anything or anyone, even someone you trust.
It could be a houseplant, or a car, or an unsuspicious-looking chair. Or even someone close to you. Your mom, your spouse, your best friend. It could be right here in this room right now. It could be you. Or you. Or you. Or you. Or you. Or you. Or all of you! Ah! Get away!
OPR's Alan Potts has been following this outbreak and joins me now in the studio. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Leslie. That was CDC Director Robert Redfield this morning just before accusing several reporters of being a shape-shifting coronavirus and rubbing hand sanitizer all over his body. He eventually calmed down enough to explain that while viruses mutate all the time in order to survive, this one was different and especially hard to identify. Here's what symptoms Redfield said to look for in a possible walking, talking coronavirus.
Symptoms can be hard to spot. For instance, your coworker Steve may look like Steve, but he is no longer Steve. He will seem a bit off, dead-eyed even, and he will try over and over to put his mouth on top of yours to transfer the virus.
Yikes. Alan, let's talk prevention. How can you keep this virus from gaining your trust, living in your home, and sleeping next to you in bed night after night?
The CDC lists several tips on its website, but is noting that the use of medical face masks is not recommended, since the virus can just as easily mutate into one of those, too. Mm. They are, though, offering detailed instructions that can prevent spreading and contracting the disease.
Do not seek medical attention, since morphing into a doctor is exactly what this thing would do to get inside you. Stay in, isolate yourself, cut off all ties to friends and family, and definitely get yourself one of these. A 9mm semi-automatic pistol. Mild recoil, high-capacity magazine, works on even the toughest of viruses.
This is all very alarming, but Alan, I think the question on everyone's mind here is how much of this is an actual threat and how much of it is just the CDC being overly cautious.
Well, according to the CDC, you can never really be too cautious with a conniving virus like this one, and considering it wants to invade your body and multiply millions of times inside of you, you're always better to be safe than sorry.
Well, to be honest, it all sounds like a big hoax to me, but thanks anyway, Alan. Oh, Alan, it looks like you've got a little something on the side of your mouth there.
Huh?
Yeah. Here, let me get it for you.
Hey, Alan, sorry I'm late. You wouldn't believe the trash.
What the?
Oh my God, what the hell was that thing?
That was apparently the coronavirus.
Huh, no kidding? Huh. Well, seems pretty dangerous. Oh, man. I can barely keep up with the news anymore. Well, should we do this segment?
I think we're good.
Oh, all right. Well, that's OPR's Alan Potts, everyone. Next up, a strange story out of Minneapolis. Earlier this morning, three roommates living on the north side confirmed that their fat fourth roommate was traveling all the way to Tennessee just to fuck some girl. OPR correspondent Jenna Resnick joins us from Minneapolis.
Hi, Leslie.
Jenna, help us out here because I can't figure this one out.
Well, you're not alone. Early this morning, Minneapolis resident Michael Paulson surprised his roommates while they were eating breakfast by informing them he was on the way to the bus station, where he was apparently preparing to board a Greyhound just to go pork some chick he barely knows.
Which is strange because normally you don't need to go to a bus station to do that.
Exactly. And his roommates were confused at first as well. I spoke with one. His name is Nathan. And here's how we learned about it.
Yeah, so we both work at Guitar Center and Mikey was like, hey man, can you cover two of my shifts? I'm like, two, dude? Two shifts? What's going on? And he said he was taking a week to head down to Tennessee of all places and asked us if we could feed his lizard while he was gone. At first he wouldn't tell us what he was up to, you know, playing coy and shit, but we got it out of him.
And what they got out of him was...
was in fact what they had suspected. That their fat roommate Mikey had met a girl online named Lindsay or something, they couldn't really remember, but the two posted a lot in the same Reddit forum, which led them to start exchanging emails a few months ago and talk about getting an Airbnb in Memphis. Hmm. Now, he's hauling his fat ass halfway across the country to visit her, which his roommates confirmed is an insane thing to do just to hit it.
He said they both want to check out the barbecue scene and some kind of bluegrass festival or music shit happening, but come on, dude. I mean, are you seriously that desperate? Because, like, Mikey is fat, but not super fat. And he's not gross or anything. He mostly takes care of himself. And his personality isn't even that bad, so he could probably get laid without having to go all that way.
Well, I think it's the question on everyone's mind here. Is Michael straight up lying?
Good question.
Is there even a chick waiting for him down in Memphis?
No way to know for sure, obviously. Nathan admitted he was also skeptical and asked Michael to show him a picture of Lindsay, which to him seemed, quote, pretty legit and even kind of cute. But that didn't put to rest all his worries.
If she is to hook up with some fat dude who lives hundreds of miles away, I don't know. Like, no offense to Mikey, but, like, she's gotta be crazy or something if he's the best she can do. But I didn't get a chance to warn him. He just left.
After I spoke with Nathan, I was able to finally reach Michael Paulson himself in Memphis. He confirmed the roommate's account of his departure and said that he was just excited to get to know Lindsay more, and that if anything happens, it would be cool. But if not, that's cool too.
Well, sometimes I don't know what these kids are thinking. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing. No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Part of what's most beautiful about life is just how much there is in this world that we don't know. Well, I'm about to make it a little bit uglier. Here's what else you need to know today. U.S. government officials confirmed today that the state of Nebraska is missing and has been missing for the past 3 years. Efforts are underway to locate the Cornhusker state, but officials leading the search effort aren't confident it can be found at this point. The TSA has announced that beginning this month, they will be phasing out the use of all glue-sniffing dogs. The Security Administration praised the dog's ability to locate and identify adhesives, but said the decision was necessary because, quote, they were just getting way too fucked up at work. And big news for amusement park lovers, Hellman's has announced they'll be opening a new theme park this summer that is set to feature the world's longest Lazy Mayo River. Sounds relaxing. Well, that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. Join us tomorrow for the incredible story of a real-life Harry Potter, a young boy who was discovered dead inside an English family's closet. Oh man, I love those books. That and more tomorrow on the topical.